There was a long pause, then, "I'll explain." Mallow's eyebrows lowered, and he spoke slowly. "When the Galactic Empire began to die at the edges, and when the ends of the galaxy reverted to barbarism and dropped away, Harry Seldon and his band of psychologists planted a colony, the Foundation, out here in the middle of the mess, so that we could incubate art, science, and technology, and form the nucleus of the Second Empire." "Oh, yes, yes. I'm not finished," said the trader coldly. "The future course of the Foundation was plotted according to the science of psychohistory, then highly developed, and conditions arranged so as to bring about a series of crises that will force us most rapidly along the route to future empire. Each crisis, each Seldon crisis, marks an epoch in our history. We're approaching one now, our third." "Of course," Twer shrugged. "I should have remembered. But I've been out of school a long time, longer than you." "I suppose so. Forget it. What matters is that I'm being sent out into the middle of the development of this crisis. There's no telling what I'll have when I come back, and there is a council election every year." Twer looked up. "Are you on the track of anything?" "No." "You have definite plans?" "Not the faintest inkling of one." Well, nothing. Hardin once said, "To succeed, planning alone is insufficient. One must improvise as well." "I'll improvise." Twer shook his head uncertainly, and they stood, looking at each other. Mallow said quite suddenly, but quite matter-of-factly, "I tell you what, how about coming with me?" "Don't stare, man. You've been a trader before you decided there was more excitement in politics, or so I've heard." "Where are you going? Tell me that." "Towards the Wasalian Rift. I can't be more specific till we're out in space. What do you say?" "Suppose Sut decides he wants me where he can see me." "Not likely. If he's anxious to get rid of me, why not of you as well? Besides which, no traitor would hit space if he couldn't pick his own crew. I take whom I please." There was a queer glint in the older man's eyes. "All right. I'll go." He held out his hand. "It'll be my first trip in 3 years." Mallow grasped and shook the other's hand. "Good. All fired good. And now I've got to round up the boys. You know where the Far Star docks, don't you? Then show up tomorrow. Goodbye."